At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing. I can't stop. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. I'm sure you guys talked about this, but I wanted to talk about Drag Me to Brunch, which I know was not this past weekend, but the weekend before. But thank you to everybody who came out. The love was overwhelming in every way. Like, I felt like it was a great appearance for us. The love for the drag queens was great. The drag performers, other than Deja Sky, who came in to do the show, they were super fans.
Yeah.
Like, we went afterward, their dressing room was right next to ours, Vin. Mm-hmm. And as we were leaving, we walked in there and I was like, I really thought you guys would be like people who slept in and performed at night with all the fanciness. They were like crazy super fans. It was so awesome. It was so fun. They were great. Mishigas was the host.
Mishugana.
That was it. It's just, it's another, I knew it was something with crazy.
It's Yiddish.
It's a Yiddish thing. So she was so darling. Like, even during the show, she would come over and stand next to me and she wanted to talk about things. And I was like, oh my God.
You two were cute together.
I loved her. And she kept like tripping on the bottom of her dress.
Yeah, her
and
clothing.
Stuff. I was like, I
was
can't
just
stop watching
her
you.
Real issues.
Trip on stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It was so fun. And thank you to the W because the food was delicious. The room was absolutely beautiful. Like, that was such a kick ass event. I just loved it. And so if you were there and you were a part of it, yay. And if you weren't, I actually posted something from it.
Were you gone after that event?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Yep. And then
that's,
I was on vacation.
I'm sitting here going, didn't we already talk about this?
No,
you
yeah,
weren't there.
I just wanted to say.
Okay. No, now I get it. All right. Yeah. You weren't there.
What did you guys say about it?
The same thing.
Just incredible.
Just absolutely spectacular. Yeah. Really good time. Great fun was had by all. The W did it perfect.
They really did. Krista and Rachel, they were our main people.
Yep.
So
and they're also fans of the show.
Yes. Sometimes you go to some place and the people who work there are like, I'm sorry, what? Who now?
Well, what I will say, maybe even in our defense a little bit, is that we don't get out like we used to.
No.
And I don't mean that we don't leave our homes. I mean, as a station, promotionally,
yes,
we're not out like we used to.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of business and what we have the money to do and the staff to do. And so we're not out as much. When we get out, it's wonderful. And it's almost, I'm telling you,
it feels so good.
One of the things I said is I was leaving there and it's so much love. It's almost, you kind of have to, in your own head, go,
okay,
take it easy. That was a lot. You're going to go home.
Don't get a big head.
Go. I need you to make me a sandwich, and that's what you got to go do.
But
you
know? I was so famous 5 minutes ago.
Sure, you don't want a picture with me? Is that what you're asking? Because I'm into it now.
Uh-huh. I'm in that mode, dear.
Yep. Got a smile on. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Want a picture?
So, yes, that is, it is like pretty heady stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of got to.
It was an incredible
decompress
event
on the way home.
Like, and our promotions team was just, I mean, it was just top to bottom. That was how you do it. It was a really, really great event. How was Michigan?
It was lovely.
Yeah. Were you just like at a lake and?
I went to a music festival first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I saw a guy dressed as Bigfoot play the saxophone in this crazy magical
the
forest.
Electric campground
electric forest
yes
yeah
oh the electric forest
mm-hmm.
And wow.
And then after that I just laid by the lake for a whole week.
Do some people, not necessarily you, take LSD at the electric forest?
For sure some people do.
Okay. And mushrooms?
Yes, for
not
sure.
You, but I mean, you know, people
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds like that type of an event.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, there's never a line at the bar.
Oh. Well, that's actually convenient.
People don't drink when they're on that.
You were always going to drink.
I would crush 20 beers on a night when I took LSD.
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't feel it.
Mm.
Couldn't get me to feel that. It was like,
who knows what you were feeling?
It's already gone. What is happening?
Maybe someone was pouring them out on you. Although the likelihood of you putting it down was low. So.
No, that never happened. Yeah. It was just like, I couldn't feel it. Anyway, I'm surprised to hear that.
So it was nice and relaxing, and then you came back and you kicked ass all week last week.
Heck yeah.
How do you feel about it? How was your week?
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I did have my first dump, though.
Oh, I heard about that. You can't just whisper things. You can't just whisper.
Okay, I will say that I thought that I could say it. I was just like kind of triple checking, and then I was like, So I would have handled it differently if I really thought the answer was going to be no.
Yeah.
Listen, you were in your first week. At how many years?
Yes.
We've still had to dump her.
Yes. Plenty of people get dumped on this show.
I'm not saying, I'm just trying to tell her that, you know, you had your dump as one first week on the air.
Yeah.
She's had them long past her first week.
Yep.
But it was a great experience. Everyone was so supportive and we had a lot of fun. I think the listeners enjoyed it too, but we all missed you so much.
I didn't miss you guys as much as you probably missed me. I was very,
that's fair.
I was like drinking coffee and sitting on the couch doing Sudokus.
Good.
And stuff. Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, all right, let's get down to business. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy, where I spent a lot of my... Well, I actually didn't go to the store. I went to the hot tub that I got from the store. A hot spring beam model, if you want to look it up at creativeenergy.com. I love that hot tub so much. And right now, Creative Energy's got the Freedom to Choose sale. It's on now! Score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. And this ends on July 15th. So get on it. If you're sick of listening to you, listen to me talk about my hot tub from your hot tub. CreativeEnergy.com. We do have some deaths from over the weekend. First of all, rest in peace, Michael Madsen.
Wow.
He was 67. To me, that just feels way too young. He's an actor. Michael Madsen died Thursday morning. Did you guys already talk about this?
No.
Of an apparent car. I'm probably going to ask that a lot this week.
We were out Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
That was the 4th of July.
Yep. An apparent cardiac arrest. Best known probably for his association with Quentin Tarantino. You know, he could have been John Travolta's role in Pulp Fiction, but he had to turn it down because he was already committed to Wyatt Earp. But he was in Reservoir Dogs, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Kill Bill movies, Wakey Wakey, eggs and bakey, as he's burying her. Oh, God. And The Hateful Eight. Over 340 acting credits on IMDb.
Wow.
Including The Natural, Thelma and Louise, Free Willy, and Sin City. His sister, I did not know his sister was Virginia Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
Best known for Sideways. It's the movie about the wine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this lady. Let me look her up.
I have a picture of her if you want to. Well, I mean, you can just Virginia Madsen.
Right.
She says, I'll miss our inside jokes, the sudden laughter and the sound of him. I miss the boy he was before the legend. I miss my big brother.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Do you recognize her?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's blonde, cute. She was actually, she got an Oscar nom for Sideways, which was really, I mean, she's recognizable. She's been in a lot of stuff, but that's the one
she got the Academy Award.
Oh, did she win it?
Yeah, and the Golden Globe.
Oh.
According to this. Oh, no, sorry. As soon as I expanded it, it ended with nominations.
Oh.
Okay, my bad. It earned her an Academy Award and Golden Globe.
Still, that's...
Click nominations.
Mm.
Stupid.
Virginia Madsen is Michael Madsen's sister, and Michael Madsen has passed from some kind of cardiac arrest event at the age of 67. And if you're a Quentin Tarantino fan, you know who Michael Madsen is. He shoots her with... Or he shoots her with rock salt.
Rock salt, yeah.
Yeah. God damn, that movie's so good. I might have to watch that again soon. I just, every now and then you get the urge to watch the whole two Kill Bill movies. Just, oh my God, you guys. We watched, I loved this show. It's called Department Q.
I just finished it last
night. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good. It's want more.
I know. It just came out in May, though. They haven't renewed it yet. So it's a British show. Actually, it's set in Scotland.
Yeah.
And it's about this one cop and sort of the band of misfits that get put together to solve this cold case. And I don't want to say too much more than that. If you're a Downton Abbey fan, you would know him. He's the final husband of Lady Mary.
What is it on?
It is on Netflix, which most people do seem to, if you're going to have anything, Netflix is the one.
Yeah.
So, but Department Q, it's only like 9 episodes and it's just, I mean, we devoured that show. It's so, you love everyone and hate the people. There's this one scene where the guy's son, who's like 17 and is just kind of a jerk, you know, just like that jerky 17-year-old thing. And this guy comes in and he's a thug and he tells him what could happen to him and threatens him, but in just the most unimaginably horrible way. You're like, oh God, does that happen to people?
My jaw was on the floor.
I know. I felt my heart clenching. I'm like, this is so scary. And he's just there sitting in a diner. He's in a bakery.
Yeah, I think it was like an ice cream shop.
Yeah, and this dude comes in and he's just got this face and you're like, oh, that dude, he's not even acting. Like, that dude is that guy.
Soulless.
Oh, horrible. But, and you just, oh God, it's great. So good. Department Q, and it's on Netflix. Highly recommended. We have another death to talk about here. Back to business. We lost someone named Julian McMahon, who, if you saw him, you'd go, oh yeah, that guy. He's best known for the TV series Nip Tuck and Charmed. He also played Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies in 05 and 07. Julian McMahon passed away last Wednesday. Here's a picture of him, Ben. After a battle with cancer at 56.
This is the, pardon me. I saw a little thing on this guy. He died 1 year after his former co-star and former girlfriend died of cancer, Shannon Doherty.
Oh.
They were on a show together.
Charmed.
I don't know. Is that what it
mm-hmm.
was? Okay. So it was just the way they wrote the story. It's like two lives, a year apart, both way too young.
Yeah.
And
I mean, 56, you got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah, as an actor, I would imagine you're finally somewhere, you know, like I'm cruising. I can get jobs. I've got some money.
Yep.
Life's pretty good.
He's
why
totally
have
recognizable,
what? You know?
Yeah. Terrible.
And Shannon Doherty fought that for, you know, however long. That was a terrible.
Oh, my God.
End for her.
It seemed like she was fighting that for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
One of his most recent credits, we're talking about Julian McMahon.
Oh, this guy was married to Brooke Burns.
Oh, they don't mention that.
Do you remember that lady?
I absolutely remember Brooke Burns.
She was really hot, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the dark-haired chick. She was like a Bugles spokesperson or something. She would eat them sexily.
She's She was a host, I think, of...
Yeah. I'm sure she was something else, too. Not just the Bugle lady. Anyway.
I think you're thinking of Brooke Burke.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, that might be. Can I see a picture of her? Brooke Burke.
Emmy-nominated television host, actress, and former model, born in Dallas, Texas in 78. Burns. Anyway.
I might be thinking about Brooke Burke. Because I'm thinking Brooke Burke married like a plastic surgeon.
That's Brooke Burke.
Okay. Put up a picture of Brooke Burns. Let me see what she looks like. Anyway. Oh, I see her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not who I was thinking of at all. Different lady. But I recognize her, I guess, sort of. So he passed away last Wednesday. This was Julian McMahon at 56. One of his most recent credits was a movie called The Surfer. This was a 2024 thriller with Nick Cage. It just hit U.S. theaters back in May.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. So both of them, rest in peace. And I guess that's all I've got time for. I'm not going to open up another can of worms now, Vin. All right, what do you got?
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week after these.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have Lady Gaga tickets all week long, starting at 7 o'clock on the Old Fives, all day, all the damn day, all week. Incredible. Lady Gaga, you want to go, we've got your tickets. Also, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Your garden, your patio, your home. Yellow jackets and wasps don't belong there.
That is true.
That is true.
You gotta get rid of those.
ATCO Pest Control removes them fast so you can enjoy your space worry-free. Those things will chase you. Mm. They will sting you. And they. Christina got stung. I told you this story. It was a couple. We were hiking, but she got stung like 6 or 7 times. 3 of them, she's still itching them.
Oh, God.
And they turned into little craters because of it. You don't want to get bit stung by these things. Yellow jackets and wasps don't belong at your house. ATCO Pest Control removes them fast so you can enjoy your space worry-free.
Yeah.
Book now at ATCOPestControl.com. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off this month. Yeah, now my kid's all, I gotta go, I goes out front and does this before she was willing to walk off the she's looking around.
How many sings did your daughter get?
2.
That's good.
Just her mom running for her life, though. It was a whole freaking thing. Yeah.
The hands waving
it's
in the air.
It's a whole freaking thing, man. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't want that. ATCO. All right, this is real. This is real, and this is serious, and I'm going to do this real quick because it's very important. Texas flooded really bad. Mm. And I know there are people who have different opinions about Texas and Texans and whatever, but these are Americans, 82 so far, that died in these floods, many of them kids. This happened along the Guadalupe River. Absolutely, the kind of rain that wouldn't happen in a year happened all at once and absolutely flooded all these camps that are along the water edge for kids, you know, as parents are looking for things to do with their kids for the summer. This is what happened to them. 82 so far found dead. Oh. They continue to look for more missing campers. The Guadalupe runs right past Austin and down into the Gulf. And so that gives you some idea of what we're talking about, I guess. But they are currently digging out from major tragedy, major. So I just wanted to make that point before we move on to our nonsense that Texas is suffering hard. Mm. And for the record, some pediatrician made some statements about the Trump voters getting what they deserved, and she's since been fired. So, like, that's the kind of thing that I urge you
Nobody
to be careful
deserves
about.
This.
Like, this is
that is ridiculous
at a camp on a water's edge in the summer that got washed out. Mm. And the rescues continue. So there's that. And we move on. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. This is from tropicalfruit.com.
Oh, tropicalfruit.com? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
That sounds like a good
I'm going to cut up a pineapple today. That's a tropical fruit, right?
Now, sure. I take exception with this wording. And so I want to point it out. I still feel like I should read it, though. They wrote, Jared from 10 years ago this week, Jared from Subway got busted for being a perv. I'm sorry. He's way more than a perv.
Yeah. Plenty of dudes are pervs, all right? Yeah. Like, most dudes are pervs. There's nothing wrong with being a perv.
And yeah, that's not even close. The FBI raided his home in Indiana on July 7th, 2015 as part of a child porn investigation. Subway immediately dumped him as their spokesman, and he'll be eligible for parole in 2029.
Wow. That seems too soon.
He, again, with the word perv, the wording for of perv, like he had kiddie porn.
Yeah. And it was like, there was a ring of people like at his house.
It was a part of a thing. Absolutely. Two NFL players, 10 years ago this week, two NFL players lost fingers playing with fireworks. I remember this. Yeah. Defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul had his right index finger amputated 4 days after a firework mangled his hand. He was a guy who was in contract negotiations, too. And they were like, we don't even, you got to be able to set your hand down and fire off from there. It's a whole thing. And the guy's career, he still played, but he was never the same guy.
Mm.
Bucks cornerback C.J. Wilson also lost two fingers in a fireworks mishap this year. C.J. retired. Jason came back and played again and made the Pro Bowl in 2020. But that initial, what happened to him? And he wouldn't show his hand while he, because he was in negotiation. And he's like, he didn't want anyone to see. He mangled his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, a thing blew up in his hand.
Yes. That's yet another danger of firecrackers and stuff. I don't want to make light of it, but Jesus, I mean, don't hold on to the thing.
Well, yeah, you. That's, I stopped playing with that stuff so many years ago. Mm. I just don't get off on it. Your odds of winning the Powerball got worse. They added 10 more balls, but also dropped the number of Powerballs from 35 to 26. I don't know. It lowered the odds of hitting the jackpot to 1 in 292 million and led to the first 1 billion Powerball jackpot 6 months later.
Mm.
Oreo Thins made their debut 10 years ago this week. People made fun of them at first, but now everyone's eating them.
I don't think I've ever had an Oreo
I haven't
thin.
Had a thin either. I just give me the regular Oreo. Please.
I don't want the double stuff. And I just want the regular.
Just a, you know.
And a glass of milk, please. Thank you. Ice cold.
And I used to crush those after school, like the 2-something whenever you get home. I would just crush, you know, whatever, 6-8 of those in a glass of milk.
Oh.
All right, Mom, I'm going to play.
Come home when the lights come on.
Skateboard down the sidewalk, not to be seen until dinner. Oh, if only.
Mm.
What do you want to do? That's what I get now. What do you want to do, Dad? I don't know. Love
Put
for you,
you on
to
skateboard and roll you down the street. See you at dinner.
How about you go find something to do? I am. I'm here.
Mm.
Come to we played at cooking. I don't know how you play cooking, but we played cooking.
Well, I mean, did you play it with real food or did you play it with fake food?
No, slime and the stuff we found around the rec room.
Oh, so we made like dinner.
Yeah.
Mm.
Meek Mill had his first number one album, Dreams Worth More Than Money, went on to become the first platinum album of his career. I don't know why that stands out. Meek Mill, was he the guy that was in jail?
Yeah, he did go to jail.
And then he was like, I think he was pardoned.
I don't know that guy.
I don't either. I don't know why that makes the list. The Women's World Cup final was the most watched soccer match in United States history.
Oh.
26.7 million people tuned in to watch the U.S. beat Japan 5-2 10 years ago this week.
Was that the Rapinoe lady?
Rapinoe? Yeah, that wasn't the Brandi Chastain years. No, those were way before that.
Yeah.
I miss her, though.
That was... Well, she lives locally. I think.
No, she was around the show. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan.
I mean, she ripped her shirt off. Yeah. She won. I mean, we were all like, what?
That's one of the most famous soccer photos. Forget about like man, woman, like anyone.
I know. It was great.
Taylor Swift gave $50,000 to an 11-year-old fan with cancer. The girl's cancer went into remission a year later, and Taylor asked for her money back.
No, she didn't.
She didn't. The girl graduated high school in 2022.
You got me.
I'm just messing with Bob because she's a real Swiftie.
Yeah.
She's not going to stand for that crap. A kid passed his driving test, then his mom crashed into the DMV 10 years ago this week. It happened at a DMV in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh.
She claimed the brakes didn't work, but her son had just passed his test in the same car.
Mm.
Rotten kids. Lucasfilm announced a Han Solo spinoff was in the works. Solo came out in 2018 and made $393 million at the box office.
I liked that one.
I did too.
Yeah. Is that the one with Daenerys Targaryen in it? Khaleesi?
I don't know anybody named Daenerys.
Amelia Clark, maybe? Is that her name?
Is she in that?
I think so. Isn't she?
Yeah,
like
she
his,
is.
Yeah, no. She's like his love interest.
That's like regarded as the worst Star Wars movie.
I liked it.
Solo is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't mind that one at all.
I liked
all.
It.
And I thought the guy they cast as him, I'm like, oh, so they got his son?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought he was fine. Of all the messing things they've messed up, that's not it.
Yeah. But only $300 million does sound like a stinker for a Star Wars thing.
What? Especially in 2018.
Yeah. Can't believe that was only 2018. Now it must have been 2015.
2015. Yeah. What did I say?
It was announced in 2015.
Yes. Oh. And then it came out in 2018.
Announced. I get it. All right.
Minions was a massive hit. The Despicable Me spinoff outgrossed the original, raking in $336 million. Now it's got to be a billion or no one even notices.
Everyone's like, what a flop.
What was it? Mission Impossible, the final thing.
Yeah.
Flopped.
It did.
Because it, and it probably brought in half a billion by now, right?
Hang on.
And it's still considered.
Oh. Yeah, it's been out for 7 weeks. What do you think it made? Let's play a mini game.
$500 million.
Okay, hold on. You know what? I'm looking at just domestically. Let me look at international. Let me look at worldwide. That'll have everything. Mission Impossible. Okay, so I have the full. Okay, full worldwide. Go ahead. You say half a million. A half a billion.
Half a billion, yeah. Okay.
I'll say 375 million.
Are we talking we're talking global?
Global. What has that made in 7 weeks of release?
400.
It has made 576 million. That is a point for Vinny.
Good job, Vinny.
1 point, Vinny. Good job, Vinny. You're amazing.
Thanks, everyone.
So smart and beautiful and skinny.
Oh. Wow. This is how you do it.
Get the butter out, because
boy, she learned a lot last week, huh?
Oh, that was epic. Mm. Way to go, Bob.
You're on a roll.
Because butter on a roll.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Board of, wait, let me, yes, time is fine. Board of where you're at?
Yeah.
These cities will pay you to move there.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
The following cities and states will pay you to move there so long as you're eligible. To qualify for these programs, all you need to do is work remotely from a state other than the one you choose and be a U.S. citizen, be older than 18, and be able to relocate as soon after you're selected. West Virginia.
Yep.
Or sorry, oh. Best Virginia is giving an incentive of $12,000 plus an outdoor recreation package and co-working space. But you must live in one of the following communities: New River George, Greenbrier Valley, Morgantown.
Oh, Morgantown.
Eastern Panhandle and Greater Elkins.
Yep. I know all those places. I lived in Elkins. I lived in Morgantown.
And so for $12,000, you're not willing to go back there?
It would
12,000, bro.
If I was still working only remote right now, I would think about it. Yeah, because it's a good deal, and those are all nice places.
And what's the outdoor recreation package?
Well, the
a fishing pole
and a beach ball.
Yeah. Here's some moonshine and a shotgun. Get out there, boy.
Yeah, outdoor recreate.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Will give you $10,000 after you purchase a qualifying home and a 3-year membership to a co-working space. So they want you locked in.
Oh. A co-working space.
Tulsa in the Tornado Alley, I wonder?
Yeah.
I bet it is. Topeka, Kansas is offering $10,000. To be allocated for rent in the first year of your move, or up to $15,000 to put towards buying a new home.
Oh.
It's interesting that they've got money to incentivize people to come.
I'm surprised that they have to do it. Topeka's a big town, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's a decent-sized city. It's a mid-sized city, but you know, places like that and in West Virginia, people leave. You know, they get to, they get
come
to
here.
An age and they're like, I want to get out and see the world.
Yeah. Got to get out the holler.
Yeah.
My friend that grew up in Iowa was like, I'm getting up. And he was 5. He's like, I was in the park and the snow was falling on my head as I was on the swings. And I said to myself, I'm getting out of here the first chance I get. I'm like, you're 5. And he's like,
I don't like this.
You try swinging in the snow. I'm like, all right, take it easy. Jesus.
My surprised, mom, though, at 5. Like, are you just like, oh my God, it's magic.
I know, you'd think, but he was like, I guess he just had ideas of surf and sun and women in bikinis and was like, and I'm living here where snow falls on your head while you try to swing.
I'm 5. I'm going to start my planning now.
My mom was so adamant that I get out of West Virginia. Like, she was against me dating in high school. She didn't want me dating anybody because she didn't want anybody to get pregnant. She didn't want me to end up having to live... stay home and live. Oh. Turned my room into an office a week after I moved to college. Like, they were just like, you're going somewhere. You're getting out of here. Yeah, they couldn't push me out fast enough.
She stayed her whole life?
Yeah. Yeah, Maryland and West Virginia, yeah.
Mm. Speaking of Maryland, Baltimore is offering $5,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance.
Wow.
There's a lottery, though, for the people who can get that prize. So you put your name in hoping for the $5,000. Ketchikan, Alaska is offering $2,000 for 3 months of free and 3 months of free internet.
Oh,
move to Alaska?
Wow. You know,
$2,000 is not going to hold up.
There are deals in Alaska for people. I had a couple friends moved to Alaska and they were getting like a monthly payment. Like for years.
You get from the oil companies, yeah.
Yeah. Depending on where you live and what job you're willing to take. And they were women, which there aren't that many of in Alaska. And they were both making some money.
Lastly, Newton, Iowa is offering $10,000 in cash. If you purchase a home worth more than $240,000, you get $10,000.
Mm.
But then there you are. in Iowa where five-year-olds are like, get me out of here.
Yeah. And the corn goes on forever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Great to have you back.
Well, thanks. It's great to be back.
Be careful leaving the show to those three, though. They absolutely crushed last week. Excellent job, Phil in San Jose app.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah.
That's nice of you.
That is nice. No, I mean, listen, I would love to have Bob grow into a little DJ on her own right.
She did.
Yeah, she
anyway.
Sounded, you guys sounded great. I thought it
707 says,
heard.
Bonnie doesn't get this week off. Such a workaholic. I don't know about, I will tell you, I'm very much looking forward to our vacation,
yes.
which is 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
It hasn't been since, when were we first off? February?
We were off in February.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only time
that's the only one I've
year.
Had, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. No big plans, except maybe the water park. Calabunga, here we come.
Oh, Calabunga.
Is that what it's called now? Anybody know?
I thought that was what it was called.
Well, it was Raging Waters, and
yes.
then they closed it.
I've heard
it.
You say it,
I think
though.
It's Calabunga.
Yeah, it's Calabunga.
Yeah, we're going there.
Calabunga.
Mm.
Calabunga!
Anyway.
Yes.
S'mores on Ritz crackers are the best, says 707.
Oh, ugh. That's nice. Kind of salty. I'm down with that. Lately, when I make chocolate chip cookies, I take the crispy sea salt and push it into the batter on the top, and then I have like a salty chocolate chip cookie.
You're such a salt freak.
Mm. So good.
All right.
Wakes my mouth up with pleasure.
702. Oh. Oh my God, Bob, I'm the same. Crab only. Shrimp and lobster are bugs of the sea and are gross.
But not crabs, though.
I'm going to do a little research and prove to you why crab
what is. What the difference is.
Yes.
Okay.
Some light Googling.
You know what? I want you to do the quiz today, and I want it to be, is this an attribute of a lobster or a crab? Good luck finding some differences.
On it.
Okay, so we're going to lose her the rest of the day.
You gotta look
and
up.
Then, and then this quiz is going to be won by all.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Anyway, lots of welcome backs, including from us. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
What's coming up in the trash?
He has reclaimed the title. Who knew?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.